With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A variety of state charges and a federal hate crime charge have been lodged against the man accused of the horrendous attack in Boulder, Colorado. A group of people holding a vigil in support of Israeli hostages attacked by a man with an improvised flamethrower and Molotov cocktail.
This individual, this terrorist, was allowed into this country by the previous administration, was foolishly given a tourism visa, and then was illegally allowed to stay. These individuals are going to be deported, and we're not going to tolerate such violence in our country.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt referring to the suspect, 45-year-old Egyptian national Mohammed Sabri Salomon. A dozen people, including an 88-year-old Holocaust survivor, were injured in the Sunday anti-Semitic attack. According to acting U.S. Attorney Bishop Gruhl, Solomon says he has no regrets and if given the chance, he'd do it again. The White House says President Trump will likely talk trade this week with Chinese President Xi Jinping in a phone call. Trade tensions between the two countries have recently spiked. Comprehensive ceasefire for Ukraine remains elusive. Negotiators met yesterday for another round of talks, could only agree on exchanging their dead and seriously wounded troops. This despite President Trump's attempts to end the bloodshed.
Time has passed, and despite huge amounts of diplomatic effort, it doesn't seem to be showing any particular results for the US at the moment. And despite having also made a number of concessions and angered the Ukrainian government a lot with the kinds of things Donald Trump has been saying they will have to give away, it doesn't seem to have moved Moscow, and they seem to be waiting for something else or something more.
That's a BBC's Gary O'Donnell. On Wall Street, the Dow trading about 25 points higher, and the Nasdaq Composite Index is up 3 points. This is SRN News. The Southern Poverty Law Center is at it again.
The historic civil rights organization has released its annual list of hate groups, and once again it has selected several mainstream evangelical Christian ministries because they oppose the LGBT agenda. Focus on the Family has been placed on the SPLC's Hate Watch Extremist Rundown, along with the Christian legal group Alliance Defending Freedom and Moms for Liberty, which fights transgenderism in the public schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As expected, a boy took home 2 gold medals in girls' events at the California High School Track and Field Championships over the past weekend, an event that stirred controversy and drew national attention. The boy, A.B. Hernandez, won the high jump and the triple jump. In an effort to paper over the transgender controversy, officials also awarded gold medals to the girls who placed second in both of those events. That decision, though, has not satisfied many parents. This is SRN News. A Houston Astros pitcher gets an apology from a man who threatened his family.
A man who made online death threats aimed at the family of Astros pitcher Lance McCullers Jr. lives overseas and was intoxicated at the time. He told Houston police he was sorry for what he had done. McCullers received threats on social media directed at his children after a poor start against the Cincinnati Reds on May 10th. Police said the man who made the threats was identified during an investigation. Because no charges have been filed, police are not disclosing his identity or where he lives. Keith Peters, Washington.
Energy Secretary Chris Wright says President Trump wants to double the amount of oil moving through Alaska's 800-mile pipeline system. He also wants to build a massive natural gas export project, and the president advocates a huge expansion of oil and gas drilling, mining, and logging in Alaska. More details, SRNNews.com.